is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 8th of March, 2009. It's the birthday of John McPhee, born in Princeton, New Jersey, in 1931, who has written about canoes, geology, tennis, nuclear energy, the Swiss Army, his own family tree, and many other subjects for The New Yorker magazine. John McPhee, asked what he writes about, said, "I'm describing people engaged in their thing, their activity, whatever it is." It's the birthday of Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr., born in Boston, 1841. He went off to fight in the Civil War for the 20th Massachusetts Volunteers. He was shot in the chest and then in the neck, and a third time in the heel. While he was recovering from that wound, a friend came to the house, asked him what he'd learned about war, and Holmes said, "War is an organized bore." Decided to study law, became a legal scholar, lectured at Harvard. In a lecture, Holmes said, "The life of the law has not been logic, it has been experience, and it cannot be dealt with as a book of mathematics." He was nominated to the Supreme Court by Teddy Roosevelt and served on the court for 30 years. And when he retired, he said, "Life seems to me like a Japanese picture which our imagination does not allow to end with the margin. We aim at the infinite, and when our arrow falls to earth, it is in flames. You have given me the companionship of dear friends who have helped to keep alive the fire in my heart. If I could think that I had sent a spark to those who come after, I should be ready to say goodbye." Here's a poem for today by Tina Kelly, entitled "If She Could Have Her Love for You Only One Day a Year." If life bloomed once a year, if we sat in dim rooms the rest of the days, resting, she would come here for that noontime to see children waist-high, their attentions wandering like walleyes, making noises that sound to a single person like severe distress or pain, but mean delight. She would hear a father shouting, "Olivia, wait for Maggie," whatever good that does. Sun off the lake makes bright veins on the underside of a Japanese red pine, lightens the bark like a buttercup held under it. She would see the limp-legged wasp, the bumblebee with jodhpurs of pollen straddling the sweet stigma of the purple hosta. She would see the shadows of the water bug's feet circled by sharp light. If she could have her love for this garden only one day a year, she would take souvenirs. Everyone does. A snapshot, a sketch, a stone, a sentence, two nuggets of food for the koi, moist in the pocket of size 6X shorts. The honeybees hump their rumps over their work, walking on the globe of a cloverhead. She sees that the water bugs move so seldom. Is each polished slide an annual event? She would lie down and read and walk away stronger with the memory of the comfort of the sun on the soles of her bare feet. Bullfrog, dragonfly, buttercup, snow lantern, vine maple, honeybee, cloverhead, waterbug, moonlight. She wants this by moonlight. A poem by Tina Kelly, "If She Could Have Her Love for You Only One Day a Year," from The Gospel of Galore, published by Word Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.